We welcome onto the show Pete Oswald. He's a free skier and he's got a project on. It's called Ski for Trees. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing really well, Pete. And we've just seen a video that's been on the Facebook lately about you and your project, Ski for Trees. Last year, a lot of the people we interviewed, we talked about climate change and how it was affecting the ski industry. And I see that you've actually taken on a personal challenge to help the planet. So tell us all about this.
It's kind of, I had a bit of an idea a while back. It's kind of stemmed from my wife Sophie and I have a business called Little Difference where we sell products and we plant a tree, like paper products like greeting cards, and we plant a tree for every product sold, and that's done really well over the last 4 years or so. We've planted almost 100,000 trees with that, and I thought, well, that's making such a big difference. Maybe I could do something with my skiing, since I have a small but I have an audience there, so I thought I could see what I could do. So I threw together, a format that I thought might work. And I had nothing to lose, so if it didn't work, there's nothing lost. But if it did work, it might just be quite cool. So, and there you have it, Ski for Trees.
And so basically what you're doing is for 1 metre climbed, you're doing one tree planted.
Yeah, that was the initial goal. And actually when I threw out certain formats of how to, because it's a pretty tricky thing to connect skiing in New Zealand and our privileged little lives in Queenstown, New Zealand, to planting trees in Madagascar to save the environment there and to pull people out of poverty who would never have the chance to go skiing. When you're trying to connect those things, it's quite hard. So initially I tried to have an idea where people can sponsor the meters to plant the trees, and I bounced the idea of a few people, and normally the response I got was kind of like, oh, what? Like, what do you mean? And then, so I just did it in my simplest form. I'm going to try and plant 20,000 trees by climbing 20,000 meters, and this is where you can donate to make it happen. And that seemed to resonate, and people got behind it. And once I connected that we all breathe the same air, and sequestering carbon anywhere on the planet helps our winters everywhere, then that resonated even further with the skiing crowd. So it seems to be working.
So the trees get planted in Madagascar, correct?
That's right, yep. Towards the native trees to the areas there, towards permanent reforestation, and they are protected to maturity. And it's a very holistic approach to really reestablish the native forest there, which has been seriously depleted. Like, it's gone down to less than 10% of the original forest remains.
And there is also a labour element in it, isn't there? There is an employment thing, project.
Yeah, so what we learned by going to Madagascar and checking out how everything works, we found that what's directly linked is the poverty and the reforestation. So to really solve the problem at the root, if you will, is you have to solve the poverty issue, which drives the deforestation. So local impoverished people, the poorest of the poor, are given a job at a fair wage to plant the trees, to run the nurseries, to collect the seeds and everything to run the whole program, basically. And that gives them a fair wage. They can feed their family. They can educate their children. They learn about how the ecosystem works, and restoring the local ecosystem around them, and then that helping their food stocks, say like the shallow sea life where the mangrove trees are collecting the silt and reestablishing that ecosystem in the shallow seas, which is a massive food source for them. So starvation is a big problem there as well. So it just fixes the whole issue there in the most holistic way, and everybody wins, basically. It's a beautiful thing to see when we went there and to check it out.
Pete, you know, as you say, there are New Zealanders probably going, well, actually, we've got quite a few projects here in New Zealand. But we all know that the planet is the planet. Any tree growing is important. We were thrilled that when we interviewed some of the young athletes last year, as you say, it's hard when you are living a life like this, you're having to compete and all of that. And some of the young athletes were very aware that they needed to be planting plants. And Nico Porteous, I know he planted lots of plants on their farm. And, you know, so it is a good education. How's it going? Are you getting some good donations in?
Yeah, no, we really are. The more information I put out about it, there seems to be another surge of donations. And, I mean, you ask why Madagascar, why not New Zealand? Well, in a nutshell, it's where I can make the biggest impact for the smallest buck, really. And to put it in context, if you donate $20 US, because that's the currency we're working in, that's 200 trees, at least 200 trees planted and protected to maturity. So that's a massive impact. And that's 75% of those are mangrove trees, which are some of the highest carbon sequestering species on the planet. Whereas if you take $20 and you put it into planting trees in New Zealand, and we do, you know, we would love to get some more native forests going here, and there's some great causes happening, like there's the Wapitibu Reforestation Trust that we're a part of here as well. And it's just that I am in a unique situation where we are already partnered with this reforestation charity.
Yeah.
And I can make this happen, I can make this happen this way. And it's what I can see as the biggest impact I can make in my current situation. So
that's fantastic. Really recommend you for this. Pete, you've got a big ski history, free skier and mountaineer. You love the outback. But last spring, I think you and another team of three summited Mount Cook and skied off it. Ferg is just reminding us that next week will be a 25 year since Bruce Grant died, who was a great friend of mine and one of the first skiers off Mount Cook. Tell us a little bit about your climb and ski off it.
Right. Firstly, I wish I got the chance to know Bruce Grant. I've heard some stories and seen him in a couple of films. He sounded like quite a legend. But our ski off Mount Cook was just a group of good mates, really, come together, and we saw a weather window and went for it. It's been a life dream for all of us to do it. And we were lucky enough that the weather and the conditions stars aligned, and we managed to get up the summit and then ski from the peak all the way down the east face, which was really incredible experience. I mean, it was a little hair raising in the spots, but we had a great team. The crew was Jeremy Little, Neil Willeman, Simon Reeves, and myself. And I can't say enough how good it was to share that experience with those boys.
Well, great, and thank you for the memory of that, and good luck with the rest of the season, and really good luck with that project.
Cool, thank you very much, and if anyone wants to give it a further nudge, it's, what is it, Ski for Trees. I think if you just Google that, hopefully you'll find it, Pete Oswald and Ski for Trees. Yeah, it'd be great to get to 100,000 if we can.